People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our chicken rolled food as a meal or shredded as a topper.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Hello, happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Friday, November 27, 2015, and we are broadcasting live from Farmington Hills, Michigan. Our special guest today is no stranger to our show, security expert Lonnie, so definitely stay tuned. Now, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, for the new listeners, I will answer that question. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living together more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I just say kudos to Charles I and II. Well, once again, welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration on yesterday. I know I did. I'm very grateful for that. And, of course, we know that many of you are out shopping or have just completed your shopping. And so we are certainly going to talk about shopping etiquette as we do each year. But we want to make sure that you are safe when you go shopping. So we're going to have a great conversation. You might want to go ahead and, you know, take some notes or get your iPad out, take some notes, or get your notebook, pen, and certainly stay tuned. I want to say hello, security expert Lonnie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And likewise. Did you eat plenty of turkey yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah,
kind of felt like a
yeah.
stuffed turkey.
Among other things, I ate quite a bit.
Wow,
I need to be out running. I need to run me a couple miles, I guess.
I know, I'm sure a lot of people second that. But, of course, some of the women will say, well, you know, we automatically work it off because go to the mall and go shopping. So, we know I was listening on yesterday to some of the news programs, and they were talking about some people, well, actually they were showing pictures of some people at the mall, and actually they went on Wednesday night to kind of, mm-hmm. you know, get in line. And what do you think about that? I mean, you know, Thanksgiving, even before Thanksgiving, people were just overly consumed by shopping.
Exactly. And that's our biggest problem. During the holidays, you have to be extremely vigilant. You have to be extra vigilant because even though you're out and enjoying yourself, you're doing some shopping, you're interacting with your friends and families, you have to realize that there are predators out there. That's exactly what they depend on, for you to let your guard down, not pay attention, and that's when they decide to steal your purse, your belongings, your packages. So you have to be extremely vigilant during this time of year because they are counting on you to drop your guard, you know?
Wow, and I know we talked about this each year because, you know, the Black Friday, as it is today, a lot of times people are so excited about the sales and, you know, they're going to go out and they're going to see what they can find. And like you said, with that being so excited, a lot of times it may be just kind of have tunnel vision. And that's why it's always great to have you come on and talk to us. And guys, it's not to try to put a damper in the holidays, but it's trying to make sure that you're aware of some of the things that are going on. And I know we talked a little bit about even before you go out to the mall about, you know, being prepared. Just, I know you mentioned just trying to, should people have an idea of what they want or should they just run out?
Well, you need to, first of all, for the ladies, you do not need a humongous purse. You need to get a small purse with a strap, and you strap it around the front of your body so the body of the purse is in front of your body. In other words, you don't have to worry about some thief coming up behind you, snatching your purse off and running. You could actually hold your strap on your purse and just do your little shopping. But even though I'm going to eat some turkey here later, let me cover a few bullet points that all you guys should be conscious of, and you should make it a practice when you're especially during this Christmas season, while you're out there shopping, don't let your guard down, because that is what the crook is depending on. He hopes you let his guard down, because he's out there shopping too. You know, that is his job. All of us, we go to work every day, and, you know, we go to some type of job. Well, the crook, because he goes to work too, but he's working in the malls, and he's preying on, you know, us, you know, as consumers. But there's a couple bullet points, if you don't mind, that, you know, I would like to share with you. You know, it's something that you probably hear all, you know, every day, but you're not conscious of it. You know, things never happen to me, but you have to be aware all the time. I'm not saying don't enjoy yourself. By all means, you have shopaholics. Shop, have a good time, spend your money, but never let your guard down. Okay? Mm-hmm. Always need to be conscious of your surroundings. You need to always, when you park, when you go to the mall and you park, don't park, you know, 3 blocks from the entrance of the mall. Park as close to the entrance of the mall as possible. And when you park, you know, be aware of where you're parking. Know that the location that you're in. Because the last thing you want to do is come out of the mall, have to stand there like a deer in the headlights and try to find your car. That is telling that predator, I got a victim. And that's exactly what you will be. Have your keys, you know, always ready. You know, you don't need to go in your purse and search for keys, you know, once you get to your car. Take your keys out before you leave the mall. And in other words, those keys can be a weapon as well. You know, you hold the keys in your hand in such a way with the thick body of most of your keys in the, you know, in the palm of your hand, and keep one key out, the ones that you're going to use to get in the car, keep it out. You know, if someone tries to, you know, attack you can use that key as a weapon. Also, park in a well-lit area. Don't park down and around the corner because you got a brand new Lexus or Mercedes. You don't want anybody to scratch it or park next to you. Not a good idea. Make sure you park in a well-lit area. And if there's people around, you know, you don't need to park in a place where there's nobody floating, you know. And remember, when you're in the mall, you can get an escort to your vehicle. Their guards are obligated. If guards in all the malls, they're obligated to escort you to your vehicle. So don't be afraid or ashamed to say, hey, can I get an escort to my vehicle? If they say no, dummy, you need to talk to the manager. And I guarantee you'll get that escort quick, fast, in a hurry.
Wow.
But, I know you need to cover quite a few things, but I just need to be, you need to be conscious of that. Make sure you sling that purse. I think I said it earlier. Make sure you sling that purse in the front of your body and hold on to the strap, because that's what the crook wants you to do. Yeah.
That is such great information. And even ladies now, what's big now are called the body bags. I think that's the terminology. You know, where you just put it over your head and your arm through. And like you're saying, that's a really good idea, is to have it in front of you, because you see a lot of women with their purse hanging, even when it's hanging over their head and arm, it's to the side. So ladies, make sure that you adjust it so that it is in front of your body. That's really good information. Absolutely. Wow.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to reiterate what you said about making sure that you have your keys out and ready, because, I mean, I've even been guilty of that, you know, kind of walking out the door and then looking for the keys at the same time. And I've seen people doing that, or I've seen people standing at their car trying to find their keys, and they're already at their car, but they still can't get in it. So that's a great tip as well, and I guess that all kind of falls under preparation. You got to be prepared.
Exactly. And, you know, this is the age of cell phones. You know that, right? Everybody has a cell phone. Here's one tip that you can use, and you may have heard it before. You may have not heard it before. Take a picture of your location where you park. In other words, if you're parking at 17, you know, do it in that row in the parking lot, take a picture so you'll know. So you don't have to come out like a deer in the headlights trying to search for your car. So remember that as well.
Wow.
But you need to, take a picture. Yep. Generally, you're close to a beam, and the closest beam, you have Section C, location 8, 9, 10, or what, take a picture of the beam. So you know exactly where you're supposed to be, what row, and you're just about exact location, because I'm guilty of it. If I go into the store shopping, when I come out, I have no idea sometimes where I park. So I got to stand there and try to, make myself conscious, because my wife's been talking to me, and, we get out to go in, and I'm so involved in what she's talking about, and sometimes I come out and say, wait a minute, okay, let me see, where did I park? Then when we identify, then we go. But don't just wander around the parking lot either. If you forget where you park, stand there at the entrance of the mall where there's people moving around and try to figure out where you did park so you can get to that location safely. And again, always ask the guard. They're obligated. They're obligated to escort the ladies.
In case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're speaking with security expert Lonnie. He's given us some great information when it comes to shopping etiquette. After all, today is Black Friday. I am amazed with taking a picture of where you park, because I know I've been guilty. I'll come out and say, okay, wow, let me see. I thought I parked there, but I don't see the car. And then if you have bags, that's just crazy. So, wow, that is wonderful. Guys, you heard it here first on What is Etiquette Anyway. We're always educating and informing. And that has to be the absolute tip, one of the most important tips of the day, because I see people walking around like, where did I park? Where did I park? Where did I park? And especially if you've been in there for an extended period of time, and you may go in different stores. So when you come back out, it's like, I don't know where I park. Oh, that's wonderful. Gosh. And any other tips that you think we should know during this time, this season? Is there like a better time of the day, you think, to shop than others? Or what do you think?
Well, you know, people try to avoid the rush. So, they think it's safe to go shopping at 10, 30, 11, 12 at night. You need to, I know you don't really want to interact with all those people, but go to the mall when there's people moving around, even to the grocery store if you're picking up last items. You know, you get some of these stores are open 24 hours a day. Don't wait till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning to avoid all the people who go shop, because that makes you a victim for a predator. But you know something, Donna? Before I leave, because I know I'm kind of busy. You know, I got a busy schedule. Got to do a little running around. Still the holiday season. My wife is on my head. But anyway, one thing I do want to leave you with, and I think I said this earlier on in the show, remember, listen to that inner voice. Everyone has it. You have that inner voice. If something doesn't feel right, I guarantee more than likely it isn't. So if you feel uncomfortable, you park in a location and you feel uncomfortable where you're at, listen to yourself. It's that inner voice that always talks to all of us. You know, it has a tendency to keep us safe as well. So if it doesn't feel right, more than likely it's not.
Wow, that's really good information as well. Well, guys out there that you're listening, go back and listen to the show again, because all the shows are archived. Go back so that you can, remember these tips. And please make sure you share these tips. A lot of you out there are very social media savvy. Please feel free to share this link and to share the information that you are hearing on this show. And like I said, today pretty much is the first. Well, it used to be the first day of the holiday season, but until I saw yesterday, a lot of the stores were open in the evening, which I thought was really interesting. But, we certainly want you to be safe when you go out. We want you to be conscious of what's going on, what's going on around you. Definitely make a list before you even go out so that you know where you're going. And I know in the past, Lonnie, you mentioned when they're in the mall, not to go in various stores and then take all the bags out at the same time. I know you mentioned before for them to go out to the car after you shop in a particular store and then move your car around to the next area that you're going to. Yeah, that was really good information as well. Well, once again, I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us. I know it's the holiday, and I thank you for doing that. And, guys, so we're going to have, we have just kind of a short version because we know a lot of people are busy. Wanted to give you some great information while you are out shopping, prior to going out shopping. And not just shopping, but just in general to be safe. And thank you all for listening. We certainly appreciate it. As we say each and every day, make sure that you initiate an act of kindness this week. And do tell your friends about our show. We thank you so much for listening. Take care. Good night. God bless.
You've been listening to the Business Roundup Show. Thanks for listening, and join us next time as we will discuss another exciting...
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, 72/1/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by OD. Reward card requires online registration.